When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Advisory body positions open for Paso Robles. City of Paso Robles holding airport master plan workshop this month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The City of Paso Robles is encouraging residents to apply for current open board and advisory body positions. Positions are currently available for the Library Board of Trustees and Youth Commission, the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee, and the Arts and Culture Board. Applications for each advisory body are due Thursday, April 30th by 5 p.m. Interviews are scheduled to happen mid-May. The Library Board of Trustees advises the City Council on matters concerning the library and library policies and services. The Youth Commission is a youth-led organization that provides opportunities for representation for youth in the Paso Robles community. This position is only available for those between the ages of 14 to 21. The Senior Citizen Advisory Body makes recommendations regarding issues of interest to the city's senior citizens. And new in 2026, the Arts and Culture Board advises the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places. A pedestrian was struck and injured in Paso Robles yesterday afternoon. Paso Fire and Emergency Services said that a white Dodge pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on the 1400 block of Creston Road at about 2:26 p.m. Emergency personnel arrived at the scene to transport the patient to the hospital with undisclosed injuries. No further information is available at this time. Paso Robles Airport Master Plan Workshop in mid-April. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The city of Paso Robles will be holding a public information workshop on the airport master plan. The workshop will be held Wednesday, April 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport Terminal Building, 4900 Wing Way. The public workshop is an opportunity for residents and interested parties to learn about the ongoing airport master plan process, provide input, and help shape the future development of the airport, according to the city. The master plan is a guiding document to improvements, safety, and economic development to the Paso Robles Municipal Airport. Attendees will be able to provide feedback and ask questions directly to staff in an open house format with no formal presentation. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm in a building at 1319 Spring Street. Firefighters arrived, found light smoke and the active sprinkler system in the building at about 4:37 p.m. The fire was found to be extinguished on the second floor of the business and was isolated to a single room. Firefighters remained on the scene to assist the building owners with salvaging contents to prevent further damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The County Public Works Department announced construction activities will result in delays on Santa Rita Road between Cayucas and Templeton. Public Works says work will take place approximately 6.5 miles west of the Old Creek Road intersection between April 6th and the 24th. Heavy trucks will be transporting material and traveling through Santa Rita Road. Travelers should expect delays of about 15 minutes at the project site, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day. Work is part of the county's ongoing storm recovery process from the 2023 and 2024 storms causing major slipouts in the area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Guardians beat the Dodgers 4-1, the Padres over the Giants 7-1, the Braves beat the Athletics 5-1, the Cubs over the Angels 6-1, Yankees beat the Mariners 5-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Mets. In the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Warriors 127-113, the Kings over the Raptors 123-115. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, the Warriors will go against the Cavaliers, the Lakers will face the Thunder. In California news, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck Northern California earlier this morning. The quake was centered in Boulder Creek in the Santa Cruz Mountains at about 1:40 a.m. Residents as far as San Francisco could feel the shakes. A few dozen smaller quakes also struck the area. Officials report that California's current snowpack is the second worst on record for the start of April. Although the state saw near average precipitation in the winter, much of it fell as rain rather than snow. As a result, experts warn that California's missing snowpack could bring in an early fire season in the mountains. The snowpack season's low record is beaten only by 2015's low record. The Golden Gate Fields horse racing track may soon turn into a new public park. The track, located in Albany and Berkeley, California, stands along the shoreline of the San Francisco Bay Area. It closed in 2024 due to waning interest in horse racing. San Francisco Trust for Public Land says it has reached an agreement to purchase the 161-acre site to create a new park that stretches along the bay's eastern shore. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A new tariff bill has been introduced aimed at protecting U.S. sheep producers from imported lamb. RCAF United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard provides an update on the legislation. He says it is of interest to them because if it can happen in the sheep industry, it can happen in the cattle industry.
We have been working for the last few years trying to get Congress and or the administration to take steps to provide relief to our U.S. sheep producers who have been decimated by unlimited imports from Australia and New Zealand. Congressman Mark Amade from Nevada and Celeste Malloy, Congresswoman from Utah, co-sponsored a bill that would impose a 30% tariff on all lamb and sheep products from Australia and New Zealand.
He says RCAF is working on a bill in the Senate for tariffs on cattle.
We're also working on a Senate bill, and we also want to include tariffs for beef. We want both tariffs and tariff rate quotas. So not just a tariff to disincentivize the unlimited imports in the United States. We want an actual quota limit that says that these countries can only import this volume, and therefore we will provide our domestic industry the space it needs to recover from the decades-long inundation of these unlimited imports.
RCAF USA's Bill Bullard.
Triple T Land and Livestock's annual production sale is Wednesday, April 8th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. Don't miss these 55 yearling bulls, bred to bring profitability to every aspect of the industry with the most elite sires and standout genetics. Check out the bulls and 30 replacement heifers offered this year at bar-t3livestock.com or come see them in person at the ranch in Newcastle, Wyoming. Triple T Land and Livestock. Bulls bred to keep you in the black.
Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot, a quality fluency agent and full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. QuickShot provides all the benefits of a seed lubricant, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to a stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Sonoma County dairy farmer Jennifer Beretta was among 10 leaders honored last month by the American Farm Bureau Federation as graduates of the organization's 12th Partners in Advocacy Leadership Class.
PAL is designed to help agricultural leaders accelerate their engagement abilities and solidify their roles as advocates for agriculture. I learned a lot of leadership skills, Beretta said of PAL. A past president of the Sonoma County Farm Bureau and current member of the board of directors, Beretta helps run the Beretta Family Dairy in Santa Rosa. The certified organic pasture-based dairy supplies to the Petaluma-based Creamery Clover Sonoma and has been recognized for its decades of environmental stewardship and conservation practices. My number one goal here at the dairy is to continue to tell our story, Beretta said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 721.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower. The major averages are all down more than 1%. ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Conoco shares all opened higher. Delta, American, United, Southwest, and JetBlue shares all down more than 4%. Investors are bracing for the uncertainty on the Iran situation. President Trump says he's still seeking a diplomatic end to the conflict, but otherwise will hit Iran extremely hard in coming weeks. Car sales slumped for most brands in the first quarter. GM's declined nearly 10%. GM shares opened down more than 2%. Toyota sales were down slightly. Tesla deliveries were down 14% in the first quarter from a year ago, and Tesla shares are down 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. We're ready for freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on this Thursday edition, don't forget the 75 you can text. Long intro. Well worth it, though. All righty, coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on. He's back in the country, and that's Josh Friedman. And he'll be joined by Dave Duringer discussing the war in Ukraine. Also, they'll tie it in with the Iranian war and how it all comes together or could come together. Anyway, Josh has been over in Ukraine a couple of times and also in the Middle East. And Dave has relatives living in the Ukraine. So, kind of a firsthand report on the realities. All righty, let's see here. Okay, I got a picture somebody sent in of the location down there. 139. Chris, that's what? You said 1319 Spring Street?
13. Let me verify here. 1319 Spring Street.
Okay, folks, for those of you, that is the building, the brick building there by the Sportsman Center.
that area right there. So, and it was on the second story is what they said, Chris?
Yeah, a room on the second story.
Okay. All right, but taken care of. Hopefully no one is injured. All right, let's see here. What do we have? Let's see, go to the text. That's it. All righty. One of the things that when I find not amusing, but we had this No Kings rally over the weekend. And, you know, some of the words that, you know, people are being killed in the street. How many stories have we seen within the last year of American citizens being murdered in the street by people who are not in this country legally? I don't see the rallies for them or the King's March for them. There was a DHS is slamming, well, many counties, but particularly one here in California, for not honoring the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainer request for two illegals. They have been accused of murdering a 24-year-old mother earlier this month. This was in Santa Clara County. And these two pieces of human debris have been in trouble before. But, you know, it's California. They can stay here. And one of them was deported twice, in 2013 and 2018. And the other one at least once. And now we have a 24-year-old mother is dead. And I don't see anybody in Atascadero, Rio Grande, San Luis, or Cambria marching for these, for her and the other. You know, we had the college students last week in Chicago and others before that. Where are they? Where are these people marching for them? Probably nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. All righty. This may come as a surprise. I don't know. Chris, again, I'm going to go to you on this. Now, you've been to a couple of concerts.
A few, yes.
All right. When you go to a concert, do you know the politics of the people you're, the person or group that you're going to watch?
No, I don't. No. I guess sometimes you might be able to infer it if you listen to enough of their music, because a lot of artists make some sort of political song or stance at some point in their careers.
All right. And if you like their music, you like their music.
Correct.
All right. Now, I'm going this. Well, I'll get to the question to you in a second, because this intro I just played was from Charlie Daniels. South's going to do it again. I like Charlie Daniels and I like his music. I went to see him at the California Mid-State Fair. It was one of the free concerts, and I walked. I left the concert. Why did I leave the concert? Well, because after almost every song, he had to give me a political message. Now, it just so happens that the political message that Charlie Daniels, I agree with. However, maybe it's just me. I didn't want to hear it when I went to the concert. I know what he's about. I know what his songs are about. I don't have to be or don't want to be lectured when I go there. I say, well, it's a free concert. Yeah. That's my point. So, Chris, to you, do you want to hear other than the music? I mean, you know, having a personality on stage with the performer is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's added. Because if you go to some concerts, you may have a person who does nothing. Dylan was that way. He was terrible. Never interacted with the crowd or anything like that. And maybe you can say, well, it's part of their personality. So, but do you want the political stuff, no matter if, they, if it's the same as yours when you go to a concert?
I think it depends on what I'm expecting. So, for instance, the concert that I last went to, I wouldn't have expected it, so it might have been a little bit jarring. But if I were to ever to go to, let's say, a Green Day concert, and I know they're going to be playing some songs from American Idiot, it's to be expected.
Okay. So you're okay with it then?
I'm okay with it, depending on the context, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently the boss is getting some heat at a recent concert that he did in Minneapolis. And he went into political speeches calling America reckless and predatory under, of course, Trump, because everything in the world is Trump's fault. So, you know, he goes on and on in the concert, and apparently, well, not apparently, many people that were at the show, you know, they're Springsteen. You know, they've spent good money and so forth. And some of these people have been to Bruce's concerts multiple times, and they're tired of it. As one said, billionaires who charge $800 for concert tickets claim to represent working-class Americans. Another concert, another political rant. People came for the music, not a lecture. Okay, because the lecture, as Chris alluded to, sometimes it's simply in the lyrics of the songs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know many of Bruce Springsteen's songs, but the one I know is definitely a political statement.
Right. Okay, and again, as you said, that many artists, they have political statements in their songs anyway. And you may like the song, even if it is not of your political bent, simply because everything goes together. You know, it's just sounds good and et cetera, et cetera. There's a couple of those songs that I've liked over the years that the political message is predominantly opposite of what my views are, but I don't know if it makes any sense. I like the song. I like the song. And to tell you the truth, I think some of them, if they are against your political belief or thoughts, maybe it makes you think a little bit, which there's nothing wrong with that. All right. Anyway, so I don't know if this just was a one-night type of thing where some people in the concert there in Minneapolis are just getting kind of tired of it. But when you pay the $800 or whatever it is to see the boss, then you probably, or maybe should expect it. But anyway, it's your money and start booing. And if I paid $800 for a ticket, I don't know if I'd walk out. I at least want to get my, if it's possible, to get $800 out of it. So anyway, the working class, and it's kind of funny because some of the comments were that, look, this guy has reaped the benefits of living in America while being able to openly criticize it, and he's done that his entire career. And why do celebrities think that people actually care what they have to say? Well, they do. People do care because they continue to do it. They continue to support them, whether going to their movies or going to their concerts and buying their records and albums, et cetera, et cetera. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know something? My prime concert-going time was like the 83 to 89. I was in the Navy then, and we could buy tickets to special services. And I remember going to see various bands. I mean, gosh, I can't even think of them all, but, you know, gosh, Yes and Poison and, you know, Dave Roth, you saw him, saw Van Halen once. But we could buy those tickets at special services for like $20. And they did not do any politics. They rocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that. I've been to a couple of guys that even if I liked them, and you know, I got to see Carl Perkins before he passed away, and I said, man, stop that.
What was Perkins doing?
He was, you know, a bit on the conservative side, but it just, I, you know, gosh, I came here to hear Carl Perkins, and I'm glad I got to hear him before he passed away.
Okay. But
that was pretty much it. And, you know, gosh, some of the other concerts I've seen since then, I mean, those are the ones I like. I just came here to hear some rock and roll or hear some country or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've never, it would have been nice to see Perkins because I've seen a bunch of YouTube stuff with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have when he's with George Harrison and Eric Clapton and Dave Edmonds.
Oh, yeah.
And Ringo.
Those guys all used to, you know, it's funny when you hear that. Those guys, you know, they all played together sometimes, and it was just fun. You'd say, hey, Carl Perkins is here.
No, those YouTube videos are, it's just classic. And what I like about, you know, obviously the music, is the look on the faces of the younger guys, like, you know, because I think these were from the 80s, of Clapton and George Harrison being able to play with Carl Perkins.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see Eric Clapton smile much, or George Harrison, but they have huge smiles on their faces when they're playing. I mean, it is, it's just fun to watch because they're doing the rockabilly stuff.
Yeah. Oh, just his old, they're just down and playing. It's kind of, you know, it just, they're playing guitar because they admire each other.
Right, and they were all pretty darn good at what they did.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing, you know, about Bruce Springsteen, I kind of break him up into two facets of his career. You know, you think about some of the old songs like Born to Run and Thunder Road, they were all about getting off your backside and grab your guitar and go and live in life. And they were all very uplifting, go-get-em kind of songs. And then all of a sudden, he went off the deep end as far as, you know, the government needs to do more for people and everything. But, you know, it's like, Bruce, you made it. You made it by working hard.
Well, again, I get a kick out of, and this is for many years now, of, you know, he's constantly talking about the rich and the wealthy, and it was alluded to in this email. Here's a guy that's charging the poor working slob hundreds of dollars to go see him sing.
And yeah, and I bet he takes a private jet here and there, too.
Yeah, and, you know, does he need the money? And, I mean, he can charge whatever he wants. People can pay whatever they want. But my point is that, okay, so you're down on the rich people. You're extremely wealthy, more power to you. Then why don't you cut the prices on your tickets because you don't need the money?
Yeah, or, you know, do what real socialists would do is say, oh, look at your income level. Oh, you make 200 grand a year? You can pay $800. Oh, you make 40 grand a year? You can pay $15. There you go. That would be how they would do it.
So. I do understand that, you know, he has a crew to pay and all that kind of stuff. But a point is, like, you know, I don't want to be lectured by that. But again, you could say, you just brought up a good example of what I was trying to say about there may be some songs that an artist does that don't necessarily agree with your viewpoint, but they're good songs.
Oh, yeah. You got to give it that. I mean, there's some excellent musicians out there, and they show up everywhere. Every now and then you hear a song that you say, oh, my gosh, who's playing drums on that one? You know, some studio musician.
Well, I wouldn't just blow away studio musicians because they're pretty darn good.
Oh, no. But I say I want to find out who it is. Like, wow, that guy's good.
Yeah. No, that's it's always, you know, back in the day, and I don't know if it happens anymore, you know, when you bought an album, they would list on the back side who were the musicians.
We don't get albums anymore.
Well, it's,
you're missing all that. You miss all that stuff.
Yeah, I always thought it was kind of cool to, you know, you'd get the lyrics, and then you would find out who played. Like, I can't think of an album off the top of my head. Well, like Gary Stewart, he was a country artist, and he was one of my all-time favorites, and I probably have every album, but I love on the back of it, for each song, it'll say who the who the bass player was, who the drummer was, who the background vocals, et cetera, et cetera. I thought that was cool, and it also, it leads you to say, oh, you know, what about these people?
Yeah.
You know, I would dig in and try and find out about more of, you know, Johnny Gimble, or, you know, somebody like that, a fiddle player, or, like I said, a steel guitar.
Yeah.
It was just cool information.
Yeah, that's how, like, Doug Kershaw came out that way. He was just a fiddle player. Then all of a sudden, he was it. I mean, he was hot.
The Raging Cajun. Well, you know, if you go back, there were a lot of guys, you know, they so-called played in bands of others.
Yeah. Well, you know, the aforementioned Marshall Tucker Band we talked about yesterday, they called it the Marshall Tucker Band because that was the name of the building that they played in. It was different guys all the time until they actually formed a group.
Yeah, there were some, I was trying to think, I think it was Ray Stevens played in with Roy Orbison or something like that. I mean, again, if you go back and look at these people, they weren't just a solo artist. They started somewhere. And
yeah,
got a break, and got a helping hand, and he played with him. He was, you know, with them. You know, if you look at Emmylou Harris as a hot band from the 70s, well, Ricky Skaggs and Rodney Crowell were in that.
Those guys were players. I mean, gosh, I love listening to good players.
Yeah, they, you know, again, it's one of those, it's like a lot of things in life. Some, they just have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, wow, this guy is good. And he just, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, hey, one more thing before I leave. If you ever want to see something that might surprise you, look up all of the songs that the Bee Gees wrote. It will surprise you.
The Bee Gees, well, yeah. I mean, Robin and Maurice and Barry, where they wrote most of their stuff, didn't they?
They wrote their own stuff, but, you know, they got hammered when disco got hammered. But they kept writing, and they did a lot of stuff. There are songs that they wrote that are everywhere. So, anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
Good deal, Kevin. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. Let's see here. Studio musicians. That's right. Glenn Campbell got his start that way. He did with the Champs and Tequila. And then, of course, he did a lot of stuff with the Beach Boys, but also behind the scenes. As part of, once in a while, the Wrecking Crew, the famous Wrecking Crew with Hal Blaine on the drums and all the others. Amazing talent.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Paso Robles is encouraging residents to apply for current, open board, and advisory body positions. Positions are currently available for the Library Board of Trustees, Youth Commission, Senior Citizen Advisory Committee, and the newly formed Arts and Culture Board. The Arts and Culture Board advises the city on matters pertaining to visual art and public places. City of Paso Robles will be holding a public information workshop on the airport master plan, held April 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport Terminal, 4900 Wing Way. The workshop is an opportunity for residents and interested parties to learn about the ongoing airport master plan process. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. We are nearing completion, says President Trump in his address to the nation. Operation Epic Fury will hit Iran hard for the next 2 to 3 weeks, saying Iran is the bully of the Middle East no longer, but the nations who use oil from there must protect the Strait of Hormuz.
We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on.
With the price of oil shooting up today, oil traders worried about the president warning the U.S. will hit every electric plant in Iran if their leaders don't make a deal. The president's speech saluting NASA's Artemis II crew on the way to orbit the moon.
This is Victor. We are going for our families.
MS-1.
This is Christina. We are going for our teammates.
MS-2. This is Jeremy. We are going for all humanity.
America's listening to Fox News.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service, this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, we'll have some clouds and a little bit of sunshine on your Thursday. High right around 70. Clear skies tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Sunny on your Good Friday with highs expected in the upper 70s. And for your Saturday, well, mid-80s. Same for Easter Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday, Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8. Up and down, 6:48 a.m., 7:25 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Had about a nice brunch this coming weekend. Yeah, enjoy it out there in the River Oaks community. Let's see here. The San Miguel Senior Center, they've got some things. Meals at Connect Monday and Wednesdays from 11:30 till 12:20. Seniors 60 plus, free. You get a nice hot lunch. They have a bingo with finger foods. And on the 2nd, and fourth Friday is the potluck. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6. Just a dollar a board. That's at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. And they have chair exercise Tuesday and Thursday, 4:30 till 5. So, there you go. Speaking of chair exercise, it is a day of movement, and it's a learning and the community to help to support the Parkinson's Foundation. And that's the third annual Move-a-thon, April 18th from 9 till 12, start and finish. That's at the Paso Robles Physical Therapy out there on Combine Street. All pace is welcome, 5K and 1 mile, yoga, food, and raffles. And the online registration is only $20 per person. Go to PasoRoblesSPT.com for more information. Again, that is coming up April 18th to help out and support Parkinson's Foundation here in the county. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Great meals at outstanding prices. Moving right along here at 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, hosting a special event with buyers coming to the store to buy your jewelry and art. And that will be May 19th and the 21st, through the 21st. So you've got plenty of time to get ready, and here they come. Let's see here. We have DJ Markison, Dave Drummond, Sandy Thompson, Ryan Adams, James Vaughn, Audie Sarsanella, Matthew Gustafson, Kevin Kuhn, Deanna Delkner, Gary Lindquist, Derek Betancourt, Nina Keller. Well, speaking of therapy there, Tony and Lisa Wallace, and let's not forget Dr. Brad's better half. Or do we still call him doctor? He's retired. Kay Dick's having a birthday, so I don't know if we still have to honor that, but sure. Maybe I'll get an email. On my right-hand side, some people you have, blame it on the Casanova, the philanderer. The Como Casanova, 1725-1798, Hans Christian Andersen, you know, the fairy tale guy, 1805-1875. Walter Chrysler, the corporation, 1875-1940. Baseball Hall of Fame shortstop Luke Acklin, 1907-1991. Come and listen to the story about a man named Jed. Yep, that's it. Jed Clampett and Barnaby Jones. Buddy Ebsen, 1908-2003. And these guys were good. The Mills Brothers, cab driver. Herbert Mills, one of the brothers, 1912-1989. Ooh, love the movie Bridge on the River Kwai. Alec Guinness, 1914-2000. Peppino, the Italian mouse guy, the singer. Lou Monti, 1917-1989. He carries a badge, or he did. Jack Webb, 1920-1982. Who else do we have here on the list? Billy Pierce, pretty good pitcher, 1927-2015. Country singer, Warner Mack, 1939-2022. The one and only, one of the great Motown singers of all time, Marvin Gaye, 1939-1984. I've been in the right place the wrong time. It would be, speaking of studio musicians and a fine songwriter and producer, Leon Russell. If memory serves me, he helped produce or produced Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Leon was born in 1942. He died in 2016. Also on the list we have the actress Linda Hunt, 1945. This guy was a really, really good baseball player. He played with a bunch of teams, including the Bums. Reggie Smith, 1945. And this guy was a very good announcer, and he was a good pitcher. He's in the Hall of Fame, but anyway. Don Sutton, 1945-2021. Speaking of, one of my all-time favorites, one of my official love monkeys, Emmy Lou Harris, 1947. Ron Palio, Horseshack from Welcome Back, Kater. He was born in 1949 and died in 2012. Wow. Speaking of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Leon Wilkinson, 1952-2001. From the Cars, David Robinson, the drummer, 1953. Not a bad baseball player, Hector Cruz, 1953. Onward we go from Bananarama. That would be Karen Woodward, 1961. Billy Dean, another country singer, 1962. Oh, you 49ers will remember him, your linebacker, Bill Romanowski, 1966. He also played for the Raiders. John Lieber, he was a good pitcher, 1970. And who else we have? Pedro Pascal, the actor, 1975. Adam Rodriguez, 1975. Lindsay Booth, the actress, 1979. Lots on the list today. And who else do we have? Is that it? That is it. All right. Passing away, let's see here. One of the great drummers of all time, never had a formal lesson and claimed he couldn't read sheet music. Buddy Rich. He died in 1987. Samuel Morse, Morse code, 1872. Who else passed away on this day? But Betty Furness. She was the Consumer Reporting, TV Today and so forth, 1994. And I think that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, I didn't know Emmy Lou Harris was on the list, so I messed up. However, even though he played with the Bums, came up with the Red Sox, went to the Cardinals, then he came to the Bums, and he went to the Giants. He was a really good. I think, you know, when you look at his career, he's extremely underrated. He was also underrated in other ways. Dodger pitcher, it was Don Sutton, just happened to go public with comments that Reggie Smith was more valuable player to the Dodgers than the more celebrated Steve Garvey. And Tommy John, who also played at that time, said he was the Don Baylor type. He was the leader. He was a great leader. That says a lot coming from two guys like that, that Reggie Smith, again, I think he gets a little bit lost with his career for whatever reason. He's not in any Hall of Fame or anything like that, but his numbers for a career may surprise you, and I'll let you know about those in just a moment.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
A pedestrian was struck and injured in Paso Robles yesterday afternoon. Paso Fire and Emergency Services said that a white Dodge pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on the 1400 block of Creston Road at about 2:26 p.m. Emergency personnel arrived to transport the patient to a hospital with undisclosed injuries. The County Public Works Department announced construction activities will result in delays on Santa Rita Road between Cayucas and Templeton. Public Works says work will take place about 6.5 miles west of the Old Creek Road intersection between April 6th and the 24th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Reggie Smith was a seven-time All-Star, also a Gold Glove Award winner, World Series champion. He hit .287 for his career, over 2,000 hits, over 300 home runs, and over 1,000 RBIs. That's pretty darn good. One of the best switch hitters of all time. And the guy had a cannon for an arm. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.